bring up whatever you want. All you have to do is dial in toll-free 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features you'll find there and the features we give away, because, well, that's the way a good talk show website should be. I think you'll find more for free at freetalklive.com than you'll find behind the paywall of most of those other shows out there. freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio tonight, it is Ian.
Allie.
And Mark.
All right, so you can again take control of the airwaves here. Much to discuss, Carlos Miller has been arrested again. We've talked about Carlos a number of times in the past. We've had him on the show as well, and we'll likely have him on the show again here in a few weeks from the Liberty Forum. Where,
assuming he makes it, apparently.
Right, presuming he doesn't have to go to court that weekend or something like that, or that Friday, because, well, the Liberty Forum's coming up imminently, and he was just arrested, I think, yesterday or very, very recently. There's news on that over at Free Keen, actually. And in addition to that, copblock.org. Carlos Miller writes, as many of you who follow me on the social networks know, I was arrested Tuesday night while covering the Occupy Miami police evacuation. I was released Wednesday morning after spending several hours in the Miami-Dade County Jail, and I spent the next several hours retrieving my possessions from the police department across town, and then trying to recover video footage that the cops apparently deleted. Mm. And you'd think it should be, like, illegal or something for them to delete video footage.
Yeah, I would think so.
Tampering with evidence?
Yeah.
But
well, they'll take the cameras, call them evidence, delete the video on them.
Yes,
it's
they
insane.
Will.
It's insane. I mean,
as long
if
as
you tamper with evidence, it's a crime.
As long as the video is, implicating toward them.
Why else would they take it? It's just a question that I would have.
I also fielded, says Miller, numerous calls from friends, reporters, and supporters offering me their help, and I gave two online interviews, including one on Thomas Hawk's Photo Talk Plus, which lasts more than an hour, and another one on a local program called Let's Talk About It. Now, Carlos Miller is the blogger behind Photography Is Not a Crime, and it is a blog that you can find over at Pixic. Well, actually, I guess it's still linking to it from his website, CarlosMiller.com. That's probably the easiest way to get there. Yeah, that'll take you right to the Pixic, because the Pixic site is a big site. Pixic, mm-hmm. Carlos Miller started doing his own blog, and then he kind of got brought into this Pixic website, which is basically a photo-oriented kind of website,
right,
with a variety of different bloggers. So he is one of the bloggers there, and he has the Photography Is Not a Crime blog. So, he says, the gist is that I was arrested for refusing to leave a public area, even though hordes of corporate journalists were allowed to remain, including one who recorded my arrest. Now, we just finished telling you a story last night about another independent journalist. Jim, what was his name? Fox?
Josh Fox.
Josh Fox. Another independent journalist who was arrested, this one in D.C. at a House panel hearing, where he was arrested basically because they didn't like his politics. And here you have yet another independent journalist who is arrested because he's not one of the big media. And again, had Josh Fox been from CNN, I bet that scene would have gone down differently. In the case, in this case, he's saying he was arrested right in front of the big media. But because he didn't have that flashy Fox badge or ABC News badge, he went down.
He's not in the club.
He says, I've been holding off on writing this post in the hopes I can find that clip that I thought I had shot in the moments before my arrest. But after a very slow download, I have a bunch of unrecognizable MTS files. So now it's a matter of converting them to see if I retrieved anything from the arrest. I'll post it as soon as I can. This may take a while. When I first realized the clip leading to my arrest was not included, I thought perhaps I just wasn't recording. But then I noticed there were several other clips that I know I'd recorded that were missing. So it seems as if the cops deleted the last few clips I shot right before my arrest. Now, I presume that Carlos knows this, but in case you don't, if you have a video camera or your cell phone, whatever sort of video recording device you own, and it records to flash memory,
mm-hmm,
or a hard drive, as opposed to, say, a DV tape, like about a decade ago, more people had DV cameras with the tape, little tiny little tape that you put in there. When those DV tapes went away and it went to, I guess they are still making them, but they're less popular now than before. When they went to hard drive and flash cards, that made it so you could undelete footage. And so if someone has deleted your footage, someone from the cops, odds are good that cop doesn't know enough to go further than to just delete it. Because in order to delete
it... I don't.
Right. You would have to be aware of this. You would have to know how to solve this problem. In order to delete the actual footage, remember we talked about before, when you press the delete button on your computer, it doesn't delete the file. It just sets a marker on the file that tells your computer to not count it towards the to not count it as an actual file on the computer, to basically make it subject to being overwritten, but it doesn't actually overwrite it when you delete
there. It just pulls off the thing that holds it in place.
Exactly. So when they delete your file in the same way from inside your camera, and they delete your files there, which is what the cop's doing. He's just paging through your camera. Oh, I don't like that. I'm going to delete that. I'll delete that. And, well, there's the same thing.
Is that the stupid cop voice?
Yes. So...
How about the cop that would erase video voice? I wonder what that sounds like.
How about the ignorant cop voice? Right. It's not nice to call people stupid unless... You know, it's actually
I could care less what his mental acuity is. I'm concerned that he might be going through the... And they do this all the time. And as far as I'm concerned, it should be completely unlawful.
Sure.
You know, that doesn't matter to me. What concerns me is that they're breaking... I don't know if it's breaking the law. That they're doing this. That they're, stealing people's video. That they're destroying people's video.
Right. And the way you can handle this is... Once you get your SD card back or your camera with a hard drive in it back, take that and do not record on it again at that point. Do not record anything on it. As tempted as you might be, even if something happens afterwards, don't record on it. Because as soon as you start recording other things, then there's a chance it's going to overwrite that deleted file. Y'all following me on this?
So it uses up the space that... Since that deleted file is still taking up space, and you're not saying you want to save it anymore, it's using that space to record the new video.
Right. The file system will eventually overwrite that space, but as soon as it's deleted, it's not actually gone. So once you get the files, or once you get the card or the hard drive back, you can take that, hook it up to your computer, and then run an undelete program on it. And I believe they exist for Macintosh. I know they exist for Windows. You run this program, and it will look at your card, and it will tell you, oh, well, I found this, and this, and here are the files that you can undelete. And then usually it's just a matter of selecting what you want and then clicking undelete, and whoop, it's back. So keep that in mind if you ever encounter a situation like Carlos. He says, however, a television news videographer was on the scene, and he recorded my arrest because I saw him pointing the camera directly on me as I was being handcuffed, but I don't know what station he's from and haven't seen it used in any of the news clips that I've seen on the evacuation. He says, I was covering the evacuation for Miami Beach 411, where I've been covering the Occupy Miami movement since it began last October. This is what happened. Miami-Dade County issued an evacuation notice to Occupy Miami, which had their encampment set up in a park in front of Government Center, which is County Hall, since October 15th. The order was they needed to evacuate by sunset, so the media was there to catch all the drama. Most of the activists were complying with the order because they're already focusing their efforts on other issues throughout South Florida, mainly addressing the huge foreclosure problem we have down here. But six activists decided they were going to stay in defiance. They had barricaded themselves behind some pallets and had linked arms and were prepared to go to jail to make their statement. As you should be if you're going to defy a police order to leave a place. So naturally, my goal, says Carlos, was to get as close to these arrests as possible to ensure the cops did not get physically abusive. It's a role that someone with a camera can play. If you're there, you're a check on the violence of the police.
The purpose of the media, I mean, as the founding fathers stated, the purpose of the media is to be a check on the government.
We'll come back with more of Carlos Miller and his blog about why he was arrested while the rest of the media looked on, arrested for being an independent journalist. It's not an uncommon story. Free Talk Live.
Get in the zone!
If your car's battery is over 4 years old, it could be living on borrowed time. And they always seem to fail at the worst possible time. So get yours checked today, free, at AutoZone. And if you need a new one, get Duralast. Duralast batteries are proven tough and built with patented technologies, so you can count on them all year long in any weather. And they're only at AutoZone. So get your battery tested today, because parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to myfreesurvivalcourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini course that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at myfreesurvivalcourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. Myfreesurvivalcourse.com. Myfreesurvivalcourse.com. Or call 866-505-7934. 866-505-7934. You'll be glad you did.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You see, Free Talk Live, the toll-free number, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us over on our website, freetalklive.com. Webcam's there. You can watch, listen, and interact. I say interact because the chat room is built into the same page as the cam. Go to cam.freetalklive.com to do that. It's all free, of course. That's cam.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by WiseFoodStorage.com. You probably want to consider getting some food. If you don't have any, you know, something to store down in the basement, in the cellar, to store it in the food pantry. Because, well, having something to rely upon in some kind of an emergency or desperate situation.
I just saw there's a huge blizzard hit Colorado.
Oh, wow.
There are going to be some people that are trapped, not able to get places for days on end,
right,
in situations like that. You know, it could be you next.
Maybe it's something as simple as you lose your job and, you know, you want to have something to fall back on. If you lose your job, you may not have necessarily the money coming in that you expect. And so it would be nice to have some food that you can rely on that's going to be there. And Wise Food Storage is going to be there. This stuff will last you for a long time. It's sealed for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches that carry a 25-year shelf life. And it's not, you know, garbage. This is good food. We've tried it. And you can try it, too, because they're going to give you a free entree sample. All you have to do is call them up at 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-FOODWISE, or visit them online at wisefoodstorage.com. Use promo code FTL when you're ready to order, and you'll get free shipping on your order, which is, you know, pretty important when you're ordering heavy, bulky food products through the mail. So free shipping with code FTL, but call them first or get them online and get that free sample, and you'll see what we're talking about. You'll see that this stuff is really good, and it's going to last you a long time. So wisefoodstorage.com, 855-FOODWISE. We're talking about Carlos Miller arrested again in Miami. So this is not his first time. In fact, the last time, one of the last times he got arrested, he was completely exonerated from that situation. It was when he was originally arrested for the first time. He was, happened to come across a pullover, a police scene on the side of the road. And as an independent photojournalist, he pulled over, pulled out his camera and started snapping photos. And it wasn't long before.
Why not?
Right. It's his job. That's
and
what
he wasn't
does.
Being pulled over.
No, okay. he was just driving down the road and saw a scene and pulled over to check it out.
It's news.
So,
it could be news.
Well, right. And they decided that they wanted to crush this man's individual initiative and stop him from recording or photographing their situation. So he was surrounded by the police. In fact, when you go to the Photography is Not a Crime blog at carlosmiller.com, the photo at the top of the header photo is from that night where he was literally surrounded by police officers attempting to intimidate him and who inevitably ended up arresting him. So give you some idea of what he was dealing with back then. He was exonerated after fighting this in court, and I don't recall what exactly happened after the fact, if he got some sort of a settlement or not. But either way, they don't learn their lesson. The police, just because you hold some of them accountable, maybe you have a success in court as a camera person at one point, doesn't have any bearing on how they will behave a year in the future. I mean, he's in the same city, Miami, and the cops arrested him. So clearly, you know, he didn't get the badge of, hey, leave me alone, I beat you in court, out of this.
Yeah, apparently not.
Okay, so back to his story. He is at he's in Miami, he's covering the Occupy movement, and basically the Occupy folks were told to leave, as many of the Occupy movements have been told. I didn't even know Miami was still going on. I guess there are still some Occupies that have been happening where people have still been camping throughout the last couple months, even though there hasn't been a whole lot of news necessarily that's been reaching us about it. Again, just because it doesn't reach us doesn't mean it isn't happening. But six activists decided to stay. Most everybody left. But six decided to stay. They barricaded themselves behind some pallets and had linked their arms and were ready to go to jail to make a statement. And Carlos points out that it's his goal as a photographer to get as close as he can to ensure that the cops didn't get physically abusive. At one point, police corralled the media.
For whatever reason whatever his reason is.
He's a photographer. He wants to get close. That's what they do, right? You want to get the best shot. Police corralled the media behind yellow tape, but several of us remained in the park, including a few reporters and a bunch of activists. Then almost 100 police officers donned in riot gear surrounded the park while ordering everyone out through a megaphone. They then started marching towards us with their shields in front of them.
Shall we read the First Amendment says right to peaceably assemble?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Yeah, well,
give people a little refresher course.
You know, because, I mean, people will often, this is public property. They shouldn't be doing this or that or the other thing. And it says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or the press or the right of the people to peaceably assemble to petition the government for redress of grievances. If these people weren't assembling and petitioning their government for a redress of grievance. I don't know what they're doing.
He says, so we all marched backwards as they marched towards us. Many of the activists were taunting, mocking, and insulting the cops, and I just kept recording as many others did. They forced us out of the park onto the sidewalk, which is City of Miami jurisdiction. So several minutes, after several minutes of activists and police squaring off against each other, a multitude of Miami police officers came marching towards us. About 150 cops in riot gear combined, then forced the crowd back a few blocks, with the activists continuing to dance in front of them and yelling at them. At one point, police announced that everybody in the block in front of them was under arrest, which prompted the activists to disperse quickly. It was pretty surreal, considering how defiant they had been, but I guess they figured the cops were going to make good on their word. But I was taking my cue from the other journalists in the area, which included a writer for the Miami Herald, a photographer for the Herald, and about three videographers from local news stations, as well as their respective reporters, and a handful of others I did not recognize. At one point, the cops marched right past those journalists, which clearly indicated they were not among the ones who were going to get arrested, but I kept moving backwards as the cops moved towards me, even though at this point I was the only one in front of them. My plan was to make a left at the next block and just walk back to my car and go home to edit my video. But as I rounded the corner, another group of cops in riot gear was marching up.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing how the other journalists weren't bothered, I asked if I could walk past them on the sidewalk to get to my car, but one of them blocked my way, so I walked back toward the intersection and watched both lines of cops plant themselves on their respective corners. At this point, the only other way out of the area was to walk underneath the I-95 overpass, which would have placed me alongside the Miami River and completely away from my car. So I asked one of the officers in riot gear, the first line of cops, if I would be allowed to walk past them to get to my car, and he ignored me. So I figured the best thing to do is find the commanding officer and explain my situation. Whew, maybe he should have walked the other direction.
Just gone along the Miami River.
Yeah.
And then circled around.
Just take it easy for a while. But, you know, hindsight's always 20/20,
right?
in these situations.
The way he sees, well, to me, what this says is, hey, I'm a journalist. He didn't see this as anything but I'm a journalist being a journalist.
Right. I'm not here to challenge you, essentially, was his message to these police. I'm just here to record this. Now you guys are going crazy, so I'm going
to
leave now.
Yeah, and he tries to talk to the cop, and the cop's like, I'm a robot. You can't talk to me.
Right. Wow, what's with that with the police? They are just not friendly at all.
In those situations.
So, I asked one of the officers, he said, if I could walk past. Keep in mind, there were several journalists in the area, including several behind the first line of cops on 3rd Avenue. As I asked the officer if she would allow me to walk back to my car, which was at the government center, she immediately began yelling out, Arrestee! Arrestee! Well, guess what happened next? 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Press freedom in America. Yeah, First Amendment, all that. Mm-hmm. 855-453, you take control, bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number one reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones Special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have there for you. And you can also enjoy stuff like our webcam and the bulletin board system, different ways for you to interact with other listeners. The VBS is essentially our forum, and we actually post the show notes there. So a lot of the stuff we'll talk about on the air, we'll post it there over at bbs.freetalklive.com. It's free like the rest of our website, bbs.freetalklive.com.
Jason Osborne, one of the principals over at SACL CAI, is going to be the guy running Porkfest this year. Him and his,
awesome.
His lovely wife. And their family are going to be handling Porkfest, and that should be very exciting. And I was talking to him today, and he has another exciting thing to announce about the Free State Project. So keep your ears open on the Osborne airwaves, and you'll find out sometime in the near future this very exciting news. If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, SACL CAI can handle it. They do collections early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top on the right-hand side of the page.
All right, so we've been talking about Carlos Miller's arrest. He's the guy behind Photography is Not a Crime, and you can go to carlosmiller.com to read his account and see a lot of the other coverage he's been doing, because since he was arrested a few years ago in Miami for basically shooting video and taking photos of an accident scene or some sort of a pullover, a police pullover on the side of the road, he has been the man when it comes to covering photography-related arrests by the police across the country.
This is important stuff.
Yeah, and he's really kind of gotten his activist cred as well, putting himself back out there, not letting the fact that he's been arrested once sway him away from being arrested again. He's been, you know, putting himself in dangerous situations with uppity cops that want to, you know, put a stop to all this press freedom stuff. And they once again foisted their way upon him a few nights ago in Miami as he was attempting to document what was going on with Occupy Miami being routed out of a public park of some sort. And he ended up kind of getting pushed down the street with the rest of the Occupy people, even though he was with, at one point, the rest of the media, and the media was right nearby, they didn't treat him like they treated the Fox News guys and the big guys,
ABC.
The ABCs, those folks. And so we're at a point in the story here where he is trying to get back to his car, and he's ready to not be, or he doesn't want to be arrested necessarily.
Hold on.
But he does want to be able to photograph this scene. So he's unfortunately on the wrong side of the police line, and he asks one of the officers if he could get to his car, and was ignored. But then when he asked an officer if she would allow me back to his car, she then began yelling out, "Arrestee! Arrestee!" That prompted several cops in riot gear to apprehend me in a very aggressive manner while ordering me to relax. I told them I was relaxed and that there was no need for them to tackle me. I turned to my left and saw the news videographer recording my arrest, so I lifted my arms to show the world that I was not resisting. The woman cop demanded to know if I had any drugs or weapons, which I said no, but she kept asking, and I kept saying no. I told him I was a journalist, as if all the camera gear wasn't an indicator of that. You know, this guy isn't just carrying his cell phone.
Yeah.
He is carrying professional photography gear. But not to say that you shouldn't be able to be the press if you have a cell phone, and that's all.
Indeed. I just think that the claim that they sort of make is that, that you don't have the credentials. You're not legitimate enough. But, I mean, this guy's geared up.
I also have that's weird when she yells out arrestee. Is that how they usually do these things, where if you just yell something, it's basically like a code word for everyone to jump on top of you? Or
yeah, I have no idea.
I mean, that's just kind of strange.
It's creepy.
Why didn't she arrest him?
I told him maybe she was in charge. I told him that I was a journalist, as if all the camera gear wasn't an indicator of that. She told me that I was getting arrested because I defied their orders to leave the area. So I asked about the other journalists, but she didn't respond to that. I was taken...
Stop making sense!
I was charged with obstruction of justice and resisting arrest without violence. Even though the cops wrote that I was taken into custody without incident on the arrest report, they also said I was ordered to leave the area for my safety. Then I learned that the cops screwed up and did not include the statute number for the obstruction charge, so now I'm only facing the resisting arrest charge, which seems to be the story of my life. If you remember, I was convicted of resisting arrest in 2008 after I was acquitted of several other charges stemming from my 2007 arrest for photographing the cops, even though it doesn't make sense to be convicted of resisting if there are no other underlying charges to actually resist.
Nothing to have been arrested for.
We've seen this happen up here. It happens everywhere. I did have that conviction reversed in an appeal, and the state's attorney's office chose not to pursue the matter. Then I was charged with a single count of resisting arrest in 2009 after photographing a Miami Beach cop against his wishes. That case was dropped when he failed to show up to trial twice. And now I'm facing a single count of resisting arrest, even though the arrest report clearly states that I was taken into custody without incident. So it obviously doesn't take too much to make these cops look like idiots. 5 Occupy Miami activists were also arrested, but none of the original 6 who were willing to get arrested. 2 of them were charged with a felony inciting a riot after they were dancing in the streets while the cops marched towards them. And another 3...
That's riotous, if I've ever heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
Dancing in the streets. Isn't that what Lionel Richie was talking about?
He was.
Or was that dancing on the ceiling? I'm not sure.
Yeah, you're right. That was dancing on the ceiling.
Someone was dancing in the streets.
Dancing in the streets was a good one.
Yeah.
Dancing in the streets.
Yep, exactly. And another 3 were charged with loitering and prowling after they were sitting there in their pickup truck a few blocks away waiting to transport fellow activists.
What does loitering and prowling mean?
Their charges have since been dropped. I've included him. He says he includes a map below so you can get details.
Daytime. Loitering and prowling in the daytime.
So there you go. That's the latest from Carlos Miller. Again, cracked down upon by the police. Another, in case you needed more, Martha and the Vandellas, by the way, according to our board operator.
Thank goodness.
Yes. So
if only I'd have known that, I'd be a world-class talk show host.
In case you needed more evidence that this whole freedom of the press thing is a huge joke, now you have it. And don't worry, in case this hasn't convinced you, there will be more.
Next week. Mm-hmm. Just keep an eye on...
Tomorrow, maybe.
Right. We don't read every story that goes through photographyisnotacrime.com.
No. My goodness, no.
If this is your key issue, keep an eye on this blog from Carlos Miller. Because I see these stories as a couple of times a week, it seems like.
3 days ago, from Photography Is Not a Crime, Memphis police delete photos from journalist's cell phone camera.
Just keeps going. I mean, it
4 days ago,
stop.
Florida man confident confiscated video will prove his innocence. Spent 24 hours in jail on a felony wiretapping charge last week. is confident the video he recorded will not only prove his innocence, but will prove the Northport police chief is a liar. We came from around that area.
Yeah, well.
4 days ago.
Got nothing nice to say about Northport.
Houston police accused a beating woman trying to record them. 6 days ago, man convicted after recording police plans appeal in Tampa. Just goes on, and that's just within the last 6 days. Just goes on and on. 1 week ago, Florida deputy tries to intimidate man from recording traffic stop. There's no shortage of these things. Mm. And I doubt Carlos Miller even comes across all of them.
Yeah, how could he?
So let's go to your calls, your thoughts. Shane is on the line in Iowa. Shane, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Allie, and Mark.
Hey, what's up? I want to tell you guys something that happened when me and my buddy went bowling last night. We were just going out for a nice evening with some ladies that didn't want to get arrested, but that changed when they decided to bring the Gestapo in and block all the entrances and exits. It was like a SWAT team. It was like
what?
They come in and block every single exit, every single entrance, and ask for your papers, please. Yeah.
Wow.
And what were you saying? They do it once a week?
That's what the bartender was saying, that once a week, 8 cops come in and try to bust all the underage drinkers out there. It was just 6 girls.
Yeah, 6 college girls. It was her 20th birthday. She had a couple of fakes. They just wanted to have a good time, not harming anybody. And the cops came in harassing everybody.
Yeah, and actually, a lot of girls weren't even drinking.
Yeah.
So did they make any arrests?
$70 tickets, and 2 of them got arrested. They went to jail.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And these were your friends, or they were somebody on another lane?
No, these were all our friends. It was pretty much the bar, like, evacuated for some reason, but we were still there.
That can't be good for business.
No way. I mean,
yeah, right? We were saying maybe this guy didn't pay the police chief enough or something.
That's what it sounds like to me. It sounds awful. If you want to tell more of the story, you're welcome to stick with us. We'll bring it back. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Cops picking on kids. They're just bullies. It's Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with a revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with 4 waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225 or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. All you have to do, dial in toll-free at 855-453, SACL-CAI, toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site there on the house. So, enjoy those, and if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you may shop with us. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com. You can enter Amazon through the links that you'll find there. There are different Amazons for different countries. Click in the right one for you and get your shopping taken care of. It's the same Amazon experience that you're used to if you've been to Amazon before. You're just entering through our portal, so Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price.
Right, so there's no, the prices aren't any higher.
Nope.
The service won't be diminished in any way.
Same great Amazon. You're just entering through our door. So go to shop.freetalklive.com. .com to get your shopping taken care of. All right, so here tonight with you, it's Ian.
Allie.
And Mark.
Right back to your phone call. Shane is with us. Somebody else. Who else is on the line with you, Shane?
This is Shane and Jimmy.
Shane and Jimmy from Iowa calling about a situation at a bowling alley. You'd gone to celebrate a birthday of a friend of yours, and it was, you know, you were just having a good time at the bowling center when apparently the police decided to show up and shake the whole place down. And you say that this is apparently something that happens on a regular basis. Did you just find out last night that it happens there on a regular basis? Because if I'd known that it happened on a regular basis and I was with somebody who was underage.
Yeah, it's pretty cool when I go there. But, yeah, the bartender said that they do it once a week to bust underage drinkers.
That is insane. I mean, it's just, they are clearly targeting that business for some reason, and it's just awful.
But it's a bowling alley. Like, we went
bowling
for a league.
Yeah, the girls just wanted to go bowling. Some of them had fakes, yes, which is against the law. But they're 20 years old. They're not real criminals.
Harboring Jews is against the law. You don't want to be doing that either.
Right.
And I told the cop, there's real criminals out there you could be busting instead of harassing girls trying to enjoy their
college. Yeah, but it's a lot easier to pick on, you know.
They love that.
Girls. Because they're bullies. I mean, they're bullies. They hurt peaceful people. If they actually had to go after real criminals, then they'd put their lives on the line. And, you know, they don't really want to do that. Officer safety and all that. So tell me about the actual, how this went down.
Yeah. Tell it like it is, man. sorry, what was that question?
I was saying, tell me how this went down. You're bowling, and then the cops show up. Give me more detail on what happened.
Okay. So, I was at the bar grabbing a drink. The girls
and you are how old?
Friends. I'm 23.
Okay.
And these girls were 20 years old, so everything was legal there. But, so I'm at the bar grabbing a drink. They're bowling with their guy friends from college. They go to a college right in Dubuque out here in Iowa. And all of a sudden we turn and look out of the elevator, and eight cops come out of the elevator. One of them blocks the stairwell exit.
The other cop locks the elevator, and they just start asking everyone for IDs. Everyone who was 21 and older had an ID, left eight. They had two cops, they said, undercover in plain clothes, pointing out the girls that they had that were fake IDs. So they pre-knew who was drinking and who wasn't. They pulled them out, asked for IDs, wrote them all tickets. And on my way out, I told the cop, like I said before, that this is pretty much you're harassing innocent girls for trying to enjoy their college years when there are real criminals out there. And he said if I said one more word to him, he was going to arrest me. Mm-hmm. And that's when I kind of just left. I kind of wanted to avoid that.
Did anyone have a smartphone? Anyone have any way of video recording this?
I had a smartphone. You know, that's a good point. Next time, maybe I should go next week when they do it again and videotape it, because I think it's outrageous. And I didn't think of that at the time, but that's a great idea.
Be prepared for jail.
Yeah, that's right. Be prepared. I mean, obviously, if you record things, the cops don't like that either. And so these ladies are facing fake ID charges, underage possession. What are they looking at?
$770. Yeah, I think they gave them a public intox and underage drinking. And the one girl didn't even drink, and they still gave her a $300 ticket. She blew .00.
That's crazy.
That's happened to me before.
What?
Yeah, I was arrested and charged with DUI when I blew .00. But I had it all expunged.
How does that happen?
They don't care. They just think that you're just going to go through it and just submit to them, but it's absurd.
So, guys, you said they're facing these charges, and what's next? Courts? Are they going to go to court?
They
got to
arraign it on March 1st. We got a list of questions that should put them on the defensive. However, I don't know. We don't really know how much evidence they have either. If they really did have military reconnaissance in there, I mean...
What would have happened if you had told them, well, I don't want to show you my ID, or I don't have an ID to show you? What do you think would have happened then?
One kid said that, and he said, I know you have a fake. We had undercover cops in here, and if you don't give me ID, we're going to charge you with more charges. That's what they told him.
Wait, so that would imply that they have undercover cops taking IDs, realizing they're fake, and then giving them back and serving alcohol? Is that the idea?
Yeah, creepy, right?
They're serving alcohol to people when they know that they're fake IDs.
Wait, the undercover cops are working at the bowling alley?
Oh, no. They were just in plain clothes acting as people bowling.
I see.
And they were somehow able to discern whether or not someone had a fake ID from standing nearby?
I don't know.
This sounds like one of those things that cops will just say. They act like they have more information than they do, so that you will give up more information.
They always do that. Cops do that all the time.
Hey, they lie to you.
Keep us in the loop. Let us know what happens here. And
it is a policing
technique.
It wasn't
exactly the help we were looking for. Here's the funny part of the whole story. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. We asked for help earlier in the morning. Actually, Jimmy got his keys locked in his car, and they told us to piss off.
Call
tow truck.
What happened to serving the public? You get harassed. And
so this was
down.
On the way out. This was on the way out of getting kicked out of the bowling center.
Earlier that day. So yeah, we got helped, but not the help.
Not what you were looking for. Dollars. Hey guys, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. Sounds like they're having a good Friday night.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like to me.
They sound like college students.
Yes, they do. 1-855-450-3733. And nobody deserves this. Nobody's getting harmed. It's just some people enjoying a night bowling, and the cops are just so mean. And there's no reason for this. No reason except fundraising. And to ruin some young people's lives and to give them a criminal record.
Well, the police are enforcing the law as it is written, and I agree that they should that they could have other priorities in these circumstances.
Well, there's plenty of laws that they don't enforce.
There certainly are. But at the same time, the legislators are the ones out there that obscene hell bent on creating laws that force people to have their children taught about the important aspect of life called alcohol consumption. Mm-hmm. By pimply-faced teenagers. I mean, this is what these laws do. They prevent people from teaching their kids how to consume alcohol at home, whether it's a little bit of beer with the pizza or whether it's some wine with the spaghetti or whatever it is. There, you know, alcohol consumption is left until you're, 14, 15, 16, and it's left to the pimply-faced teenagers. That at least that's how my life was, and I suspect it's not too much different for too many other people. I mean, let's have some reasonable laws here about if we're going to have any laws about the consumption of alcohol. As if, you know, you need that. I mean, in Ireland, if you can go up to the bar, if you're old enough to, if the bartender will serve you, it's mm-hmm. fine. I mean, somehow or another, they make it in other countries without these laws. You know, it's the Puritan.
They probably don't have the same level of abuse that
background, the Puritan Christian background of the United States that you know causes all this stuff. And then you teach kids to binge drink.
Yeah, I don't understand what the legislators are thinking. I mean, didn't they drink under the age of 21?
They've smoked pot. I mean, you know, the last three presidents have smoked pot, but still, none of them did anything about the bad pot laws.
Well, we couldn't possibly offend the police and repeal a law. I mean, that would upset the police.
It certainly does.
And none of those police honestly think that they cleared the streets from any underage drinkers driving home.
Of course.
They can't honestly think that. That's not the only
place
in town.
Well, right, it wasn't about
town.
Drinking and driving. It was about just cracking down on underagers because they let everybody who's 21 out of the bar. Everybody who was 21 was able to walk out. So they were probably tipsy, and some people probably drove home right that instant.
Rather than waiting around for themselves to sober up a little more or something.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, wouldn't you? I mean, the cops are all in the bar.
I'm out of there. I am out of there.
So you can share your story. You can bring up what you want, 855-450-FREE. Maybe you support this. Maybe you are the one person, because I doubt there's more than one listening. Maybe you're the one person out there who actually thinks this is a good thing. We teach those kids a lesson. Who do they think they are going out and trying to make decisions like they're adults? They're only 20. Yeah. I think people should be able to do what you suggested, Mark, and drink wherever it is and whenever it is that they can get served. That is the most sensible policy, not having some one-size-fits-all rule, having the marketplace decide what is or who is and who is not an appropriate customer. That makes the most sense to me. But the laws, you know, they're not based on sense. They're based on some arbitrary bureaucrats deciding who should do what with their lives.
One day it's against the law for you to drink. The next day it's not.
Toll-free number is 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website as well at freetalklive.com. Take control here at 855-453. Coming up in other police news... Well, some cop shot a boy with autism. We'll tell you about the details. It's Free Talk Live.
VaporSmith's e-cigs revolutionize nicotine ingestion by bringing it into the 21st century. With VaporSmith's, you'll enjoy all the invigorating nicotine with none of the nasty smoke. VaporSmith's are clean, efficient, and tasty. 4 strengths and 10 delicious flavors. Reds, classics, Turkish, menthol, strawberry, cherry, vanilla, coffee, minty mint, and cloves. Use coupon code FTL to get 25% off your first order at VaporSmith's.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.